Chapter 2. Again. In August 1914, war had come all at once, in a frightening rush on a glorious August day from a faraway land. One minute the country was at the seashore, the next, everyone was waving miniature Union Jacks, singing Rule Britannia, and young men were marching off to France. In the summer of 1939, war approached like the slow ticking of a clock in a dentist's office, recalled one woman. Occasionally, an event would shatter the summer calm. The Hitler-Stalin Pact, announced on August 23rd, produced a terrific shock. But a week later, everyone had gone back to complaining about the weather. July and early August of 1939 were frightful. Heavy rain almost every day. Then, abruptly, just after the signing of the pact, the sun reappeared, and, as if to make amends for its absence, produced 2 weeks of brilliant, warm, sunny weather. People hiked the Lake County, walked the beaches of Blackpool, Bath, and Brighton, took day trips to Calais, organized cake sales and cricket matches, secure in the knowledge that Britain's astrologers and spiritualists unanimously agreed there would be no war in 1939. Polling in late August showed that only one person in five expected a war, and one in three felt that anything would be better than one. When war finally did come on Friday morning, September 1st, it came as quietly as a church lady. There was no bravura, no sudden quickening of the blood, no secret anticipation, Marjorie Allingham remembered. We seemed to go to war as a duty, a people elderly in soul, going in stolidly to kill or be killed. The morning that the wireless announced the German invasion of Poland, the smell of bonfires, which drifts across rural England in late summer, hung in the air in Marjorie's village. She went out to the garden, sat down in the old wicker chair she had been meaning to get rid of for ages, and finally removed her gas mask from its pouch. Marjorie had no idea what an elephant fetus looked like, but running her hands across the large plastic eyes and long trunk-like rubber nozzle, she imagined it must look something like a government gas mask. Elsewhere in Britain that morning, millions of people were already being swept up in the gravitational pull of war. The first news of the German attack had come through about 4 a.m.